Lentil gluten, blah, 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 okay? Now, I just want to do something, you know, a little bit different, though. We know there's a netila from lulav, okay? Everything you do, you start, the mitzvah is netila, correct? Netila. The mice is netila, correct? Derech gidula is netila. There's also something called nanuyim in lulav, okay? Which, whether the nanuyim is nanuyim of halil, okay? Or whether it's nanuyim b'shas brocho, or maybe you have both options, okay? But those nanuyim are also something to do of b'teres lulav, but not necessarily, okay? B'teres lulav, we'll see, but they're also. Then, there's something called anshi yushalayim, okay? And we have to know what that is, okay? And then, there's, we dance around the Mizbeach called Hoshanah, so I don't know what that is. How does all this fit in with everything? That's what I just want to go through and run it through with the Tesis and run it through the Tesis and the Rambam and just see how this all plays out. Because I thought, you know, this is a topic which you might not have plowed through, okay? Now, I'm not sure how far I'm going to get. I just, you know, I tried as much as I can here. And I don't think I'm going to finish the whole thing. Okay, look, let's say this. We'll get started. Okay. Now, Tesis is bothered if Mid'agbe Yotzebe, okay, how do you say the bracha? You need to overlap the Yotzebe, okay? So, Tesis Lama Testament Aleph, overlap the Yotzebe. It goes, I think, goes over. Mitam, I think, goes on base. Mitam, zetzoch levoch al luluf koyd v'shit lenu. The achashit lenu minag me nofik be. V'chule. Umi uloi mistab klal, deichi voch alov, v'hu munach bekli. V'ho oma bakimitz rabba, tfilim asem levoch alayin, mishas hanocho, ashas kshirin. In other words, he would have, and he wouldn't want you to make a book before you picked it up. Okay, but he says, if you pick it up, you yotze. Okay, achas kshira. B'chol shor she'ein hamitzvah muzumenis biyodei la'aseis lo mistab akal levorachalo. Okay, correct. So you know when you turning upside down is one thing. Okay, but you see, there's an issue. Just before we get started. There's an issue with Derech Gidulay and Pashtis. The Rav told me there were 2 days. I didn't even find the other day, but let's assume the other day exists, okay? The question is Shalukah Derech Gidulay, you need Dafka Hipuch, turning it over, or even if it's at a 90 degree angle, okay? It's not going straight up, okay? So, no, because I once asked him, okay, you know, it's a very interesting thing, you know, even by the mitzvah of Avarova, okay, Avarova on not the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Divrei Nevi'im, or whatever it happens to be, okay, Avarova on Hashanah Rabba, it's also mitzvah Netila. And we say the Machlokes, Rashi, and the Rambam of what Chavot is, what it's Nanuyim, or it's banging, is the Machlokes, the Shum and the Tila. Okay. So that Biskirov also was the opinion like that, that Chavot is the Tila. So there's a problem, because if you do the Chibot, and you bang, and you're going down, it's like a Derech Gidulay, and the Chavot is the Shum and the Tila. Okay, so Biskirov used to go outside and bang against the wall straight up. And the Rav told me that there's an issue of whether Gederech Gidulay is about this, an issue of Gederech Gidulay is straight up, or even shouldn't be hopuch. So he says if you bang down and you go like that, that's also okay. As long as it's parallel to the ground. As long as it's not going down, okay? So, you know, whichever way you have it, you can hold it in your hand. In other words, You don't need. See, Tois talks about mahaprichet, right? There's an issue about mahaprichet. So you don't really need that. You might go like this, and the question is: so what's the big deal if it's your hand? And you go like this, you go like that. You know, what's the scoop here? What's Tois bothered by? So that's not my issue. Just pointing out that Tois seems to be bothered that, you know, it's going to be a problem here. Correct? Okay. So Tois says. So my time and name both on the Tuesday daim achen etila the legomer mitzvah so arachen nigu. Can mean per kama to say that you also lech of loy nigu your daim. Umiu legomi kuli hai the ninua eno ela machshiri mitzvah ba'alma. This word machshiri mitzvah very strange. We'll come to it. Veloy ma'akev. Now, Niguv in the Tilus Yadayim, what the Gemara says, it's also le'echol, the path, b'lein the Tilus Yadayim, kol o'echol, b'lein Niguv, is kil o'echol lechem tomei. Okay. The Gemara doesn't say that you're missing in the Netila. Tosfos assumes though a portion that if you wash and you don't do niguv, not only you violate the isur of kol akilo chalechem tomei, whatever that means. And that's the reason why you have it, Kilocha Latoma, that your bracha on the Tisa Daim was a bracha of Atala, because there was no Netila. Netila is only finished with Nigu. That's what comes out of coin to Tesis. Okay? What I just want to tell you something is, and since it's Ma'akev, therefore there's over that Siyasa. Whereas the Gemara calls Nanuim Shori Mitzvah, and Shori Mitzvah not Ma'akiv, the Tzmufah, so it's not Ma'akiv, maybe that's not enough for Oivlasiyosim. That's what Tez is coming from, correct? First of all, I want to point out the Rambam. In Perek Vav of his Brochus, Halacha Yud Tes Nechof. The Rambam quotes the din of Isur of eating pas without niguv at the tail end of Hilchos Brachos. Doesn't quote niguv ki'ilu in the Seder of Netilas Yadayim. And I'll just show you, you know, where he's quoting it and how he's quoting it. And, you know, you're not sure the Tosfos premise, because if you look at the Gemara and ask yourself the question, you know, just with an objective point of view, also lecho kol oich kol oich a ganze shtikel teira kol oichel le what does it say? Of the Netilas Yadayim requires niguv. It's kol oichel pas b'li niguv kilo oichel lechem tomei. And a kilo, it's very, you know. The Ram says, "Also lahachil mi shelo notal yodov." The shail is in the oichel and the machil, right? Shail in the gemara. So Ram paskins in Perek Vav Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yutes. Also lahachil mi shelo notal yodov. Rav apishuhu neisei l'tich piv. Then, okay, that might be ikedin etzios dain. Who's chayv? Okay. Then he says like this: "Also lezalzel metilas edayim." Shouldn't mezalzelent? Is that the ikan netilas yadayim? Is that talking about, you know? V'tzivuyim harbe tzivu hachamim v'zhiru ha'adomo. Okay, so, you know, this is an important thing. Afilu ein loy mayim ela kidei today shisia nerta yod of mixasan v'akach oichel v'shoise mixasan. Okay. It's almost like, you know, it's a Musa Shmuz, you know, how important the Tzilz Adayim is. Then he says, Tzoruch Odom, Halachov, Tzoruch Odom, Lenagi Vesyodov, V'yachach Yochal, V'chol O'ichal, V'loi Nigu, Yodayim, K'ichal Lechem Tomer. So I ask you according to the Rambam. Well, it's part of the Maaseh Tila. You understand yourself, it's a little difficult to, you know, to say that in the Rambam, okay? So I would have said according to the Rambam, and that's the Rambam sheet anyway, you make the Tzilus Yadayim, you make the Bochum Tzilus Yadayim before you start the Netila, and Nigu Vadim has nothing to do with anything, L'chayra. Correct? Okay, so he just takes the opposite approach, okay? So he's just telling you, any time you do the Minig Ashkenaz, and you make the Bochum before after the Netila, because they had, there was a chumah in Ashkenaz they worried about. Maybe you can't make the bracha of that. So even though you make bracha in general all the time, the whole thing is mamish, you know, absolutely amazing. Okay, but okay, that's the scoop. Okay, and the Rambam is not clear that you would take that approach. That's not what we're talking about. Just an aside, since we're here. Then the Gemara Sukkos Lamaches Ma'av Shoy Mitzvah Ma'akun Es Apronius Shari Tznufa. Show him mitzvah here. Where it says, who goes to Tlol and Roy? Vom Rov Vachim Berul. Vav Acha, Vav Yaakov, Mamtile, Humaisile, Oma, Dein Gira Bein Ege Sitna. Vav Milsu, it's in the eyes of Sotan Kilo, Mishum, Ti Osi Li Gruyen Bein. But basically you should say it. But it's a problem of getting involved with the Sotan. Okay? So, it's not Makat Kapol showing mitzvah. Rashi says showing mitzvah. He shirayim she'enom ikol la'akiv kapol. Afa pikein chashuvi hi la'akiv es apron. But say that. So you could have said, but no one denies that nanuyim is a kiyum in the Tilas Lulav. That's not the issue. But he says that even though it's a kiyum in the Tilas Lulav, the fact that it's not ma'akiv, they're not good enough for a Rosh Yosef maybe. But Nigov, which is ma'akiv, then Abba L'chayr is certainly kiyum, and that, you have two guys for that. The Gemara in Sukkah, on the mission in Sukkah, L'chof Tesamad Beis, that it says, Luv, Shiesh Boi, Shloshet Fochim, Kedei L'Nei Boi, ooh, and actually, there, boy, is kosher. So it means that if a luv is not royal in the nua, and that's very important, there should be a tefil from the shedra going above your adasim. So you put the adasim very high, or you don't look at the shedra, you look at the leaves, you're getting yourself messed up. Okay? And that's a shu'urim in the etzim luv. So if it's a shu'urim in the etzim luv, a chereb do portion, then he knew it was part of the mitzvah. And also, the fact that the netilah, the ninuah, is a shu'urim in chinuch, is also l'chorai is a mitzvah. And it's very different. And there was a shtickle from a mission that was in the notebook, which wasn't published for any reason. We didn't publish, okay, it's not like he said it. Moshe is an unbelievable shikoteya. He says that there are two halachas. Sometimes chinuch is on the av, he's supposed to machanech the child, and the child's not chayiv in the mitzvah, but the father's machayiv the machanechim. And sometimes the chotan is chayiv mit rabbanim. And the rabbi used to compare the latter the same way you say mufal somachol ish, is a godel as far as the dorm is concerned. So much so that Moses very can say that he's chayiv malchus or he chayiv on the nedar from the cotton. Okay, it comes about. The chesfal is the dome. He's a guy. He's a godol. So what happens is the cotton hayodeya lenaneya. He reminds him. He's a godol midorabon as far as the world is concerned. And that's the lashon of Rambam, and that's why it's a shu'im. That's why it's a shu'im in the mitzchin el galus. That's the lashon of Rambam. Perik zayin alochi yutes kol shechayev b'sheifa. Cotton, hayodeya lenanea, chayiv b'luluv midivisayiv midirachan chomitzis. What does it mean, chayiv b'luluv midivisayiv midirachan chomitzis? It means the cotton's chayiv. And that answers the question which I always had. There's a very strange shear in chinuch by matzah. Because cotton shiocho lecho, dogon, is enough. It means that the cotton might not even know that it's Pesach. He doesn't know what's going on. That's the Rambam. And it was coming to matzah. Perik vav alochi yud. Kochi yomichlis matzah filu noshim v'avodin. Cotton shiocho lecho pas. Machan chayis mitzvah. Machin loisai gizayis matzah. He doesn't know that it's Pesach. He doesn't know anything. That's, you know, you're comparing it to not even know what's going on. So the answer of Boishai is very simple. Because the matzah, the cotton is not chayiv matzah. The chiv is the father to mechanech of the mitzvahs. And just the fact that he can physically eat the dog, and that's enough for chinuch. And that's the Lashon HaRambam, mechanech neisa. Okay? So, the fact that it's a shuim, the chinuch, and the rabbonim to be chayiv the mitzvah, and the fact that it's a shuim, it's a meruv, it's a kiyum in meruv. The Tosis is only misufik. Well, that's enough. And Tosis calls machshirim mitzvah, it's a very strange Lashon. The Gemara calls it Shoei Mitzvah. What do you mean, Machshirei Mitzvah? I don't know what he means exactly. What's the Lashon? Okay. Next. Now, then Tosfos says, V'oid, Kiramina b'sei Pirkin, Min Hogin shel Anshi Yushalayim, Odom yoytei mitich beisai, V'lo v'yodai, Nichna da beisai kenes v'lo v'yodai, Kari krish v'lo v'yodai, Afaki shekol elu hadvorim ein ma'akvin. Mikomokoyim choyil v'yesh bedvar mitzamina mufcho choshekir v'lasiyosa. So that would take anything. It's not only the nanuyim itself. I don't know if the nanuyim are different over here. You have to think about it. But if you have a mitzvah which continues and he's saying holding for a long time, see, that's a very strange thing. The Anshi Yushalayim held it, you know, if you hold the rule of pashtis for one second or for an hour, for 2 hours, it's the same thing. Okay? Just held it for longer. It all goes to the mitzvah. But that's the mitzvah min hamufcha. See, it's not enough, very interesting, according to Tosfos, that the fact that the mitzvah is continuing, that's enough to make a bracha l'siyosu. He didn't say that. He says, because it's mitzvah min hamufcha. V'yesh b'dovo, mitzvah min hamufcha. Okay? So it means, Anshi Yushalayim, it's a ben entilas luv. Walking around with it the whole day, or whatever it is a ben entilas luv. Because they didn't make a bracha. Correct? And l'chira, I b'raya, that loch is gedilis, it's like that. Not in terms of bracha, but it's something to do with the mitzvah. The halacha is gedilis in Hilchos Lulav, Simetes Vav, and I think probably it's in the Tfus, it's in Omer Reish Ches, I guess in the New Tfus. But Tanya, Omagulos, but so the Kacholi Minichus, Anshushalayim, Odom Bol the Baye, the basic Kness is all over Yoda. Kur Krishma, and we spell the Kur is a Halil, the Ome the Targame, the Ome, the Kur is a Halil, the Ome the Targum will be Yoda. A Kriko is Batero, Vulis Kapa Menichai, Agabi Kalka, Lavak is a Chil, Nath is a Vail, will be Yoda. Nichle beis hamedrash, v'shage b'yad b'noi b'yad avde. Okay, you say that? L'lam d'cho, this is the important line, Kamo hoyu zehirim b'mitzvus. What do you mean, kamo hoyu zehirim b'mitzvus? What do you mean, zehirim b'mitzvus? It means that everything goes into the mitzvah. And it's a zehirus in the mitzvah. It's an amazing thing. That's a diuk. It's my diuk in the in Ochru Biris. Chulif like Tesis. Okay. Now, again, I want to suggest to you that Ram doesn't hold from this whole business. Okay?
Well, do we explain this?
Do we
understand this?
What
this means, zehirus b'mitzvah, what is it?
The question is, no. You see, if you say it's like Tesis, that the longer the time you have it, it's mitzvah meramucha. So that could be the heinous of mitzvahs. That's not so bad.
We don't understand that either.
Why?
Well, what does it mean?
Oh, we don't understand what Tesis says. Yeah, but you see, all I'm just telling you is since you hit me for the Bahag, you didn't hit me for Tesis. No. All I'm just telling you, I'm not sure the Tesis and the Bahag are different things, okay? Okay? I'm not getting involved in that, but that's what they say, okay? Now, frankly, as a young boy, thinking about Anti Yerushalayim, I was wondering, you know, is there something special about Yerushalayim? We know there's Nikki Adashi of Yerushalayim, okay? Anchi Yerushalayim, okay? So it's very interesting where the Rambam quotes Anti Yerushalayim in Mishneh Torah also. And it's not clear at all that the Rambam subscribes to the Hatesis or the Halach Gedolos. Whether it's your issue or different issue, I'm not getting involved in that, okay? Tesis, the Ram in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Lulav, Halacha Tezvav, Mishichol Beis HaMikdash, Hiskinu Shiyu Lulav, Nito, B'chol Mokom, Kol Shiva, Yimei HaChag, Zeich HaMikdash, B'chol Yom V'yom, Revoach Olav, Hashem Kishon Mitzvah, Alon Tzitz Lulav, Menei, Shihi Mitzvah Midivis Seifim, the Konezu, in call at the Konezu, skin of Yechem Ezak, Mishachor Beis Amigdash, Kashi Bona Beis Amigdash, Yahza Dvor Liyasha. Okay? Lechera, that is, you know, it's all part of the Siyum. There's a din to take Lulav with the Reis on the first day, and there's a Drabonon, even though Amigdash was all Zion, in Gvul Nitzvah. Right? Correct? So Lechera, Anshi Yushalayim, applies equally both to Yush, both to the Takon and the Draisa, and you know, if I were the Rambam, I would have mentioned Anshi Yerushalayim a lot earlier. Okay? Now, here, listen to what he mentioned Anshi Yerushalayim and how he does it. That was Halacha Tezvok, okay? Halacha Chov. Halacha, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chov. Halacha Moshe Misinai, Shemevim B'Mikdash, Arova Acheres, Chutz Me'arova Shebelulov. Ve'ein Odom Yoytze Yidei Chavosa Be'arova Shebelulov, V'shu Afilo Ol Echot B'Bad Echot. So he's mamish moving from the mitzvah to Lulov, so Halacha Moshe Sinai Farova, correct? Did that happen? Okay. Halacha Chavala, Ketzat, Hoyis the mitzvah, so B'chol Yoyim, V'yoyim, V'shivas Yomim, Hoyemirin, Muborios shall arova, Vizekvanoisen, Astodia Mizbeer, Goshein Kfufim, Agam Mizbeer, Ubeisho, Hoyemirin, Noisen, Servisoid Noisen, Turkey Mirin, the Turkey. Chal Yoim, Shabbos, Lios, Zorachag, Ein Zekvan Arova, Elin Kane, Chal Yoim Shvi, Lios, Vishabbos, Zekvanoisa, Vishabbos, give the fast machine mitzvah. Correct? We're still talking about arova. In Mikdash, correct? Not in Gvul, it's in Mikdash, correct? It's Halacha Moshe Sinai in Mikdash. And Mizbeach, correct? Halacha Beis. Ketzer Oy Oysen. Mevin Oysa. Me'ev Shabbos in Mikdash. The Ganze Meis, exactly how they did it. You know, okay, very nice. And then he says, at the end of this halacha, it means that's the reason why Kilu Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai didn't make his takana, I guess, because it's only takana shivus, right? Keter oise lokech bad echod oy badin halabe chutz merav shavalu v'chivik bo al akalka o al kli pomim pamayim oisholish bloy brocha shadov ze minig nevimo. The first halacha we see there's a minig nevim, correct? Halacha Chof Kimo, out of nowhere. B'chol yoyin v'yoyin. Makifan et mizbech l'ulaveim. Again, b'yodeim. Pam achas v'yoyimim on Hashem Hashiyano, on Hashem Hashiyano, v'yom Hashvi, makifan et Hashem, v'kvar nogu Yisrael, b'chol makoimais, l'aniach teiva b'emsa b'es ha-knesses, v'makifan et Hashem b'chol yoyim, g'der shoyim makifan et ha-mizbech zechel ha-mikdash. Okay. This will keep in mind. This is Hashanah, okay? We'll keep this in mind soon. Okay? Then, after he mentions Hashanah, he says in Halacha Chof Daled, Kach hoya haminik b'Yushalayim. Yotze od lemibesei, shachis ulova b'yode. V'nichnas lebeis ha-kinesis, v'hu b'yode. Mispalel v'hu b'yodei, v'yotzei levakir chilin, u'nachem aveli v'hu b'yodei. G'shi kons l'beis ha-medrish, m'shalch l'beisei, b'yad b'noi b'yad avdei. So it's a historical note. I don't know if it's Nagei B'chal now. This was the minig. It was the minig in Yerushalayim. So, what happened? So, I would tell you first of all, and this we'll talk about in this Shem maybe more if we see, depends on how time goes, okay? That maybe this is only Yerushalayim, okay? And it's part of the din, it's part of the Seder of Mikdash and Yerushalayim and the Netila from the Fnei Hashem, Smachal Hashem Hashem Shevayomim, and it's only there, that Ram quotes it there. To say that you make a bracha over the Asiyasa because I'm on Yerushalayim, I'm not sure the Ram would have, and we also Yerushalayim would depend upon this Ram Pirush Mishnayis, where the Mitzvah Netila is in the whole with the Ram Pirush Mishnayis, where the whole Yerushalayim and the Mitzvah. Okay, that's an aside. Okay, so I'm not sure. First of all, that the Ram would subscribe to the whole business about the Tilus Adayimotesis. Okay. I'm not sure that the Ram would subscribe to Anshu Shalim of Tesis. Correct? Now, the question is, what about Hashanah? Tesis mentions Anshu Shalim. It doesn't mention Hashanah. Okay? And certainly Hashanah existed, many of Hashanah existed at the time of the Gainim. They talk about it, okay. And I can bring you and say the Rashi they talk about it in this. So, you know, why doesn't he mention it? So you could have said that over here, Tosfos would agree with the Rambam, because where does the Rambam quote the Hashanah? The Ram quotes it by Mizbeach and then Zekifa from Arava, correct? And then, and that's all part of Dinei Tiume Mizbeach, correct? So to say, and it's nothing to do with the Mitzvah Netila, correct? So to make a bracha over Asiyasa because of Hashanah, it doesn't make any sense according to the Ram. And maybe that's why Tosfos doesn't bring it. That he would agree with the Ram. Aren't you Shalim? No. But this, yes. However,
talking about the mitzvah netilah of the lulav.
Yeah, but that's what he's talking about. He's talking about that netilah is to makas mizbeach. That's what Hishan is all about. Correct? To makas mizbeach. That's what he says. That's what he's talking about. He says. That's only a minig, and it's zechel mikdash, and you don't gain anything with that. Okay? So comes the Bikui Yankiv, which I don't, can't say, I understand that you said. Because only minig ba'almo, zechel, whatever it is, it's part of dini, zechel, dini, fakopas, and mizbeah. Not a mitzvah lulav b'chol. Bikui Yaakov and Tov Rish and Aleph, Sifkot and Chav, so if Sifkot and Chav, Shuv Reisi came b'teisis, Medivreim Shom Nira, Ima Sheviyu, Minin Anshe Yishalayim, Deloi Bovad Chiv HaMitzvah Go Nanuya, Nanu Ninua V'Halil Reisa Reisa Evel Asiyosin, Ele Minik Ba'alma. I don't know what he means, the minig ba'alma, because the minig of Anshe Yerushalayim, this is also a minig, a gzereshov, a minig. L'cheira, the minig Anshe Yerushalayim, according to taste of the mitzvah and amufcho in lulav. Okay. Gamke, the key the minogenu. The minogenu, leima, ha'ishana, ba'lulav, yochel avoch gamke. Kol oi, shalei omo, ha'ishana. I don't know why he has to call it Shalom Hoshana. Chai Odom. Klal Kuf Mem Ches. Ois Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph. Okay. V'im. Loi Beirach. Kodem Anetil Mavoch Achakach. Shegam Nenuyim. Hei Mera Mitzvah. V'akof V'tzoch Iyun. V'einu El Ezechel HaMikdash. Then is in parentheses. Zechel mir sogar. Umiu besukal am tesman al betes de ramasel avo mash de koshu mit men amufcho have over as the os. See he's mash mit an shushalaim. Okay. So first of all, an shushalaim taste happens to be that opinion. The Ram Bachal is not clear. And with Shanis, you know, you can make a case whichever way you like. Okay? But say that. Now, I'm telling you, Tzeitzei Tzeitz didn't know anything about Hoshanis, the Mazda Vitri called Hoshanis, the Siddharashi, the Torah calls it B'Shem the Gainim, B'Shem the Rashi, whatever it is, okay, we can go on and on about this, okay? I have a lot of Makimis that there's such a thing as Shuvas Rashi, you know, it was certainly something that happened. Shuvas HaGainim, Gainim Mizloch, Kof Beis, Tur, Tafresh, Samuch. The question is only about Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah going. Okay, we'll say that. Now, next. Comes the tour. Okay. The question is, when do you do the Hoshanah? Okay. So the Torah says, let me just read to you. He in Tuf, you can't really, because Tuf Reish Samuch starts like in the middle of nowhere. V'afkach Oim Hoshanis. So you don't know where you're standing. You know, Tuf Reish Nun Tes. Correct? Tuf Reish Nun Tes in Torah. At the end, he says, V'oim HaKadish. U'mispalin HaTzibo Musaf Gimel Rishenis Gimel Achlinis Dushayoyim B'emzat v'chatanu u'v'bnei chato'enu es musu yoyim b'chagas b'zazeh komu u'v'chamish osu yoyim l'chidesh hazeh u'mach z'r'siva tfilu v'makadish v'achakach v'tafresh samuch oim o'yshanis v'yeshen oimin kadish k'idim o'yshanis v'noigim l'haki v'teva p'amachas b'chol yoyim u'malan tzeh v'tero a'teva. It's al table. They say until you mal al table. Doesn't say the obviously makhlut should be on the table, whatever it is, because the issues. So the question is, how does it become? There's some people just hold it, whatever. It says, okay. Mal noiz al ateva, kishe makiv noiz le b'yorim ha-shvi, o makiv noiz ha-zayim, po b'chul ha-tayim, okay. Now, then he says, v'afsadi goyim, v'afsadi kosev, she makivin mi'arach kriyas ha-teva, b'yorim ha-seifa al ha-teva, u'minik tevu, kidei sh'lohotzi ha-seifa sh'lohotzoch, kivit she'en koyim boy, Ella she'ein noigin ken. Okay. So the hakdoma to after kriyas ha-teira is not mitzad the kofis loishanes mitzad the bizoyan taking the sefer Torah out. The minig ashnas the mekori in the sefer minhogim from Avraham Kleisner and Rav Isaac Tilner Hilchos Sukkah. It says very clearly. The Mashkir Sibo Shano, and he says, V'chamish Shosa Musa, V'oim Leduchon, V'mutzin Sefer Teira, V'noisin Al Hamigdo, V'lokeh Kol Echol Lolo, V'yasoga B'yodai, and Mashkir Sibo Shano, Makibin Hamigdo, V'oim Moshano, L'man Amitoch. Okay, say that. It's also in not only the Torah, it's also in this. However, the a lot of the Olam is knowing to do it right after Hallel, and that's an Ari. Because an Ari, which is against the Torah, which is against the Minig Ashkenaz, Shalom Yisrael. Okay. I just want to tell you something about this. What's the pshat? Why was it after Musaf? And what's going on over here? And what is this? What is the Akofi Yibcha? So I want to tell you something. I have a long aliyas about this, which I'm going to talk to you about. And I'm going to be your guys. I'm going to tell you. I'll just tell you, dear. The Rav used to say to take the lulav right before Hallel. I remember saying this once. Right before Hallel, and to make the bracha. You do an aluim then, you do an aluim in Hallel, okay? Because he said that since the bracha, the danuim in Hallel, it's part of the mitzvah, whatever, the part of the mitzvah danuim, so you want the whole thing together with the bracha, okay? The question is, and then look at Shubas Adonim. It's very strange, Mishnah Berurah, you know, how they play this out, okay? I take my ruler, and especially those that like to do it before davening, okay? Okay, and I make a bracha and I shake it in the sukkah or whatever it is, the kabbalah yon, whatever you want. I'm not getting involved in it. Okay, now I don't do like Anshe Yerushalayim. I hold it. Anshe Yerushalayim used to pick it up and hold it straight through. Correct? They held it for this. They held it for that. They held it for this. They held it for that. Okay. Now we were talking before. Okay, about Anshe Yerushalayim holding it for a while. Okay, so he said it's one long netila. Okay, so he asked me a question. No. So why is it mitzvah namuch? Okay, but one could have said that if it's one long netila, netila is over. Okay, but netila is over when you hold it lechatchila, then you can't imagine what nanuim are all about. Because I knew you have to be part of the Tila. But you could imagine, since the Mitzvah moved from the Tila with Nanuyim, but after Nanuyim, it's all over. Okay? It's all over, correct? But the Chayyim Anshe Yerushalayim, it continues and continues and continues and continues and continues. Okay? Let's take a different scenario. Now, someone takes his lulav in the morning and makes a bracha on Tiras Luluf, he doesn't even do Nanuyim. And he puts it down and he takes a walk. Okay? 2-3 hours later, he comes up, he picks his Luluf again. Now I don't want to say that Nanuyim. Okay? So the issue questioned, and you could make a good case in the Ge'inim about this issue. I pick it up now. What am I doing? Okay. I'm not getting involved, okay, in the tziv on the first night of Pesach, every gezayis he goes in this. I'm not sure exactly what that means exactly, okay? But after you pick the lulav up, okay, or for example, let's start a different thing, okay? The world says over the Beis HaLevi that if you have a mehuda, which is suffered kosher, and you have the kosher, which is not mehuda, and you want to make a bracha, in what state should you pick it up? Okay? So, suppose the Beis HaLevi supposedly says, I think it's probably put in the Chumash or whatever, it's put in the Nin and the Chumash, I'm not sure, I guess all once. It says that once you go to the mitzvah, it's not Tzaychidu anymore, right? So if you pick up the kosher, you can't have the muhuda. If you pick up the muhuda, so either you have the hida and it's kosher, or it's not kosher, you have the next one. But what's the problem? Why do you take this one and that one, then you keep on going? So, chayra, once the mitzvah's over, it's over. You put it down. And it could be the Anshi Yushalayim can only continue. Okay? See, why did the Rishonim, they go out of their way? For example, they put it down during Kriyas HaTorah. Okay? So Rashi said, they have to do that because you have to hold on to your Eitz Chaims. You don't have two hands. Okay? In Nesias Kapayim, you have to put it down because you have two hands. Okay? Let's say the guy's tired, he puts it down. You know, that's not a discussion. You get the impression, even Anshu Shalayim, Nekila only continues only because the dinim require you to put it down. See, after, you know. So Mela, it goes this, when you pick it up again, it goes back into the same Nekila. And maybe, independent of everything, if I pick up a different lulav, I have nothing. Okay? So I always thought that's why the Rav wanted, because if you take the lulav in the morning, you have nothing. Because the you get the impression she was agreeing. The question is, if the l'chatchila is Nanuim and Halil, you don't have the Tum and Halil anymore. Because if you look at Nanuim and Halil are part of the mitzvah's lulav, unless you hold it during tefillah and throughout the whole thing, you don't got nothing. Okay? Correct? So if that's the case, then the Minig Ashkenaz that put the Rishonim in Musaf wanted to make a statement that it's not part of Netilas Luluf. It's a separate Zeche and a Minig Ba'almu about Kofas and Mizbeach. Okay? Now I'll even go further. What does it have to do with Musaf? What does it do with Musaf? Why do you put it there? So I remember the Rav said once, the father from his father from Mishnah. It's very interesting that Minig Ashkenaz, the Makarim, what we and the way we tap to do it, you say in Shabbos, Yis Muchu Ma'achus Choshen Meshach. Right, by Kabbal Musaf, right? You don't say by the Tefillahs. Okay. So, why is that? So, I think what he said, if I'm not mistaken, that it's very similar, but it's just the opposite. See, the Machzor Vitri says in Nusach Ashkenaz, we said Yisbuchu Yisrael Oyvei Shmecha until it was changed. I could feel the try to change it. Rav Shasi said, if they were successful in changing it, we say Vinucho, but we don't say Yismucho. And Inuchas Mazdovichi says it's Simcha by Shabbos. So the Rav used to say that if the Simcha by Shabbos is only in Mikdash, and that's because one time Rav Yonim Simchaschem Elu Shabbosis. And then he says something amazing, which I only, it's one sentence, but it stuck in my mind. I said to myself, what is he saying? But I see, I can't say I understand it, but I can say it's true. He said that in Minig Ashkenaz, anything which is Negei the Mikdash, even though it has nothing to do with Musaf, we put it together with Musaf, because Musaf is Mikdash. With that, I began to understand why we say the Shir Shel Yoim in Nusach Ashkenaz. Not like Rabbi Menachem Azariah or Ramah to say the Mizmor after Shachris, but we say it after Musaf, because Halavim on Beis HaMikdash, not on Musaf. Not because it has to do with Musaf. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yisai, that's why we're mocked by the Hishanis in the Minig Ashkenaz and the Tur to do Hishanis. We want to show, first of all, it's not part of the Mitzvah Lulav, because the Mitzvah Lulav is finished, because we took it by Halil and we put it down. We put it down. There's no more Lulav. So you can't say that the Kof was a Shum Mitzvah Lulav. So it's only a Zeichel Mikdash. A Zeichel Mikdash and HaKofis and Mizbeach. Zeichel Mikdash, HaKofis and Mizbeach, the Mokin, is the Chmusuf in Minig Ashkenaz. That's what I want to tell you. Okay? So it's interesting. This discussion, and again, all this discussion over yours. Okay? Now. Next. Now. This could be a nafka mina, and I want to get involved in this. L'chir is the hakpoda to do the hakofes lulav biyodei derech netil or derech this or derech that is a part of the mitzvah netilas lulav. Okay, you could say that you need it bedafka, but not b'teris netilas lulav. But you could say in Mizbeach, when they were makit the Mizbeach, they did it with the Derech. You have to know exactly what the dinim were. But it's not a mitzvah lulav. It's a mitzvah from Zeichel Mishakofes Mizbeach. Okay? If that is correct, I'll take it one step further. There is, I think it's a Kolbo, if I'm not mistaken. Bishes quotes it. Yeah. Bishes Tafesh Samach. Kosva Kolboy, Bisimikuf Yudalid, Sheminig Nalbona, Shimboloi Evo, Bechag Shim Ovel, Bechagasukas, Eno Makif, Ovel, Bechagasukas, Eno Makif Poishana, Lehu. V'lo ha'yeshuim imoy, v'divrei teimahin, lo v'yasido ha'kofo, v'kach nogum l'hakif afilo ovel ba'atzma. Okay. So the Taz is a discussion back and forth, and the Gain quotes, usmachtem l'fnei Hashem elokeichem, and the true of kiyat of Bishum Simcha, there will be Shas Benisuch. Okay? Okay. So it could be Ribbon Shel, when Ovel is Chayiv in Kumbit Samus Batera. But this is a Zeche of the Simcha that was in Mikdash, Mehekev Mizbeach. So I can imagine a place like. It's not a chivas gavra, because if you look at the Mishnah, it's talking about he's the shliach and the taz The Taz says a very strange lashon. I didn't understand what he's talking about. The Taz says more b'chayse hebiraya shalahakim mashon pevulah the kohanim b'amum and the nochrim then came mishein okayin b'chulei. And then he says elavade deimadam b'dovah zeh lemikdash elisha onu oisin zeich lemikdash. Hatam bekan shekol makifim hem kishluchim shel shah hakol. Shluchim from the call? What does that mean? Because there's no, the meaning isn't that there's a mitzvah on someone to do, a meaning to do a zeichel mikdash. You don't have to be a shlich of anyone. The kahal is kiivu making a miniature mizbeach and sending their shiluchim to makif the mizbeach. So I thought there's no chiyuv gazla b'chlal on any particular person. So you understand very well why the oval is not makif. This one I tell you, it's a small inyan. This one I tell you, what you think is poshut is not poshut. What you think is poshut is. And this is what I have to say. I believe I will end here. I think we end on this note.